Maybe I'm amazed is the music in the background at 22 after, and very often you're amazed when you're in a relationship, and it's really the simple things that make a great big difference. It also happens in our relationship with God, right? We tend to complicate our relationship. Then you see just some very simple things like asking God in plain everyday language, God, I really need your help because I'm stuck here, and you get that prayer answered. Well, the same thing also in your marriage. We tend to complicate a lot of things when just good, clear, basic communication is a way to strengthen that marriage. It's one of the points that Father Rocky brings up in his marriage insurance book. And this morning at 23 after on Morning Air on Relevant Radio on the Relevant Radio app, Danielle Bean is here from CatholicMom.com, the brand manager from CatholicMom.com, with four ways that you can improve your marriage right now. And it's pretty simple, basic stuff. And kind of an aha. We were talking about the conversion of St. Paul yesterday, spiritual aha moments. These will be aha moments. Danielle, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
What's number one on the list?
Well, it's a no-brainer, but we need the reminder. Pay more compliments. Use words of praise and encouragement. Say what your spouse is doing right. Appreciate it. Be grateful for it. And then verbalize that gratitude. We all get into bad habits and ruts inside of our relationships where we take for granted other people's contributions and the good things that they do and the good people that they are. And it's all too easy, whether it's in our parenting or in our marriage, to only notice the things that are wrong, only notice those things that stand out because they're off, and to take for granted all the good stuff. So we all know from our own experience how encouraging it is when someone pays you a compliment, when someone notices your good work or appreciates you for who you are and your contributions. So let's use that tool inside of our marriages. It's very human to respond positively, and it's relationship building to use those positive words of encouragement and praise.
And isn't it something when you do that and a loved one says, wow, that was great, and you go, huh? And they say, well, anyway, maybe you should do that more often. You mean I don't? And which probably means you should spend some more time together and do things together.
Absolutely, because I think that, you know, the more you are spending that time together, the more opportunities you'll have to speak those words to your spouse, to appreciate them, to notice the little things about them. And we've all had that experience of hearing words of praise, and it just puts you in a great mood for the rest of the day, and it gives you a boost that lasts a really long time. Don't you want to give that gift to your loved one?
And if you're doing something together, if, you know, you carve out some of your own time away from the kids, then you see the compliments flow, and then it just simply becomes like breathing.
Absolutely. And, you know, some of the happiest couples that I know, and it doesn't mean they don't struggle, but they're truly, genuinely happy together. They speak words of praise, not just to each other, but to other people about their spouse. And I think that's a really important point to make. It's all the more powerful when you're willing to not just compliment your spouse, but then to also praise them in front of other people. Tell other people what you think is great about them.
Yeah. And do something active together, right? Spending time with each other.
Absolutely. So, yep, that's my number two, doing something active together. And, you know, there's nothing really wrong with sitting and watching television or going to a movie or something, but those passive forms of entertainment aren't truly bonding in the way that having a shared common goal is. And doing something active together doesn't have to mean you're going to, you know, run a marathon or whatever. It could be that. So a lot of couples enjoy pursuing fitness goals together. But it might be something just as simple as a do-it-yourself project in your home that you're going to tackle together, or planting your garden, or something with the kids, that you can have that kind of shared goal that comes from doing something actually active together. And I think it really forms a cooperative spirit inside of your marriage.
And perhaps one of those things, and it's something you can do with the family, something active is to go to confession. Go up to the communion rail as a family. My spiritual director calls the sacrament of penance and the Eucharist the active sacraments, because there's something physical that happens. We walk in and out of a confessional. There's something physical that happens to us from the graces that come from both of those. We walk up to receive the body and blood of Jesus. Do that together as a couple.
Absolutely. I think it's all too easy, especially for those of us who've been Catholic for a long time, to take the graces of the sacraments for granted, to not really, truly pay attention. I think we've all been guilty of that sometimes, receiving the Eucharist sometimes unthinkingly, not taking advantage of the sacrament of confession as often as you can. But there are very real graces that we receive that are specific to our state in life, that are specific to the kinds of things we need inside of our vocations, which, guess what? Marriage is a vocation, so you're starting there. Marriage is a sacrament, and you receive special graces through that sacrament. So call on God. Ask Him to pour out on you and your spouse those graces that you received through the sacrament of marriage on your wedding day, because they weren't for the wedding day. They're for the long haul. They're for the tough times. And then also rely on that sacrament of confession. There's nothing more healing as inside of a marriage or inside of a family than to receive God's forgiveness together. And, you know, I know couples, and I know what my husband and I have enjoyed doing this as well. Make it a date night. Start out with confession on a Saturday afternoon, then go out to dinner, do something fun. It's a wonderful way to really soak up those graces that are available to us in the sacraments.
And also those little surprises that you bring into a relationship when you say, no, honey, no, it's done. And it's like, what? You mean you did the, you know, doing more than your share, although I don't know that you should divide shares of you do this, I do that, everything gets done. But, you know, just to pick up that slack at times.
No. Yeah, absolutely. This is something that just ends up being so petty, but then it's so human to tally things up inside of our relationships. Well, I did that last time. There's no way I'm going to do it this time, or he never, or she never. And you know what? I think it's important to remember that our perspectives with regard to division of household duties especially is skewed. Every human being notices more their contributions and their sacrifices and the things that they go out of their way to do than what other people contribute to the household. So recognize that your perspective is skewed, and then, do more than your share. It's going to feel that way anyway. So rather than keeping score and that kind of destructive force that can be inside of your relationship, tallying things up, then try to do more than your share. Try to be, inspire that generous spirit inside of your relationship, because the good news is that it's reciprocated.
Isn't that wonderful to see the reaction on his face or her face when you say, nope, laundry's done. No, I washed the kitchen floor. No, that was already done. And it's just this incredible sense of calm and peace that comes over the relationship. Among the ways that you can improve your marriage right now, Danielle Bean, brand manager for CatholicMom.com, online at CatholicMom.com. Danielle, all the best to you and the kids. Talk to you again soon.
Thank you for having me. God bless you.